This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're happy now to be talking once again with North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. And, Coach, it's been a while. Happy fall, and I hope the last 9 or 10 months or so have been good to you.
Rick, thanks again for having me. Hope you enjoyed your summer, and great to be back for another fall. Let's do this.
Geez, it goes fast, doesn't it? All right, tell me a little bit about what you expected from the boys before we talk about the Wilmington game. You know, what were your preparations, guys coming back, maybe getting ready after graduation and so on? What was it like in preseason for your team?
Yeah, you know, last year we had only 5 seniors, and at one point, you know, only 3 of them were healthy. So a good chunk of our team was coming back. And that's kind of been a long off season, in the weight room, you know, obviously kids playing other sports. And then preseason, you know, with everyone getting a bye week, our bye week was actually the first week. So for us, it was an extended preseason, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, before that Wilmington game. So it was long, but, you know, the kids worked hard. It was a grind. There were certainly ups and downs and a lot of learning experiences, but just overall just happy with the way our kids competed, embraced the hard work that had to be done, and just happy to be into the game weeks now.
The transition from your older kids going into the new season with the younger kids, tell me how that works in terms of leadership from your older guys.
Yeah, you know, I think that's always every team's you know, thing that has to be worked out, you know, is which guys transition from underclassmen to upperclassmen are going to step into those leadership roles. Obviously, you know, some positions on the football field naturally lead to that, whether it's a quarterback or middle linebacker or safety on the defense side. But even beyond that, the importance of leadership in that locker room. And I think with that age comes a little bit of maturity, and they've done a great job, you know, collectively, our juniors and seniors, you know, trying to continuously set that tone. And they've brought along some of the sophomores too, you know. And so we're an older team, but it's kind of nice because there's a few more sophomores playing some good roles for us on either side of the ball or in special teams. And you could see their confidence grow in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I contribute that to the upperclassmen, really taking those kids underneath their wings and helping them get better and develop that confidence.
Who are some of those leaders, your seniors or your captains, who do that?
Yeah, I mean, so our captains, Andrew Taylor, Lucas Duvall, James Federer, are 3 guys certainly who I would definitely describe a lot of just like kind of those quiet, humble leaders. They certainly have moments of being vocal, but they are just constantly, you know, caring about their teammates and kind of working behind the scenes. And, you know, we've got some other seniors, whether Ryan Ladd, Tanner Dupree, Antonio Rica, same idea of guys who have a lot of experience and are coming back for their final run. And they're a little bit more vocal, but, you know, you need that balance. And our junior class has some natural leaders as well, you know, starting with our quarterback, Jason Berry, who's back for his junior year after starting for us all last year as a sophomore. So it's just nice. There's a lot more guys working to be leaders and that I can even turn to in those leadership roles than last year, just because of the age and the maturity and them wanting to take on this extra responsibility.
Coach, in this digital age, what is the communication like between your staff and your kids? And I'm talking about either in the building or otherwise, you know, like away from the building, in communicating with them, getting stuff across and monitoring, you know, how they're working with each other.
Yeah. You know, the one of the big advantages I think we have is the fact that, you know, 6 of us on staff are all in the building, and so we're able to talk to the kids.
Let me interrupt you. How huge is that, Ed, to have that many guys with eyes in the building? That's awesome.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, you talked about, you know, I think there's, when we coach, there's such an important part of that relationship piece, and number one, it allows us coaches to care for the kids and invest in the kids beyond the field. But it also allows the kids to seek out any of us at any time too. So it's awesome to have all of us in the building. And I'm still learning even this digital age, you know, ways of communicating. Obviously, I think player, coach, you do have a little bit more direct line. At the same time, you do try to put kids in position to, hey, can you talk to this group about doing that? And so you try to, like, get in the ear of a player to then lead and maybe talk to another player or things like that. But it's certainly tough, you know, social media, you're dealing with a lot of outside noise, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to just see the guys as often as we do, is huge.
Well, it's a tremendous potential distraction from the outside noise, as you call it. But the other thing is, Ed, when you're in the building and you got guys in the building seeing your kids and they see you, there's a real thing about it's almost a parenting thing where they're always looking at their shoulder because they know you've got eyes on them. So they're going to behave in more ways, than maybe they would have, otherwise if you didn't see them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that's a huge part of it. I mean, the kids know that we kind of have high expectations for them, our standards and our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't easy. It's certainly hard, and it can feel demanding. But they've done a great job. So many of them have been in the program for a while, and that they're used to it. In all fairness, part of our approach over the years has changed a little bit too. You know, I think kids are definitely a little bit more comfortable and quicker to come for guidance rather than, you know, always, oh, you know, where's coach? You know, coach, hey, this situation's going on. How can I handle this best? So they're, we've gotten a little maturity-wise in terms of, like, rather than going down that path or whatever, they come seek guidance and advice mm-hmm. before.
Sounds like a great relationship. Yeah, great relationship. Coach, tell me about the game, what you expected going into the game against Wilmington, and maybe a little bit about the game itself and who made the plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, obviously, Wilmington, same thing. They had a long preseason. They've got a nice quarterback, number 12, nice little receiver, number 2. So we certainly knew they were going to be a challenge. You know, I think we felt like, in terms of line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, with a little bit of our quickness that our lines have, that we should be able to control the line of scrimmage. And we were able to do that. Our O-line did a great job of, you know, opening holes, getting out in front of our running backs, pass protecting for our quarterback. And then our D-line did a great job really limiting their run game. And when a team becomes a little bit more one-dimensional, it makes your job a little bit easier to defend them. So that was just great controlling the line of scrimmage. And, guys that made played, we had two big fumble that changed momentum. One was caused by James Federa on a fourth down play, and another special teams kickoff. James Wyatt forced a fumble that we were able to recover with 2 minutes before the half that allowed us to go down and score, and again just change the momentum. So some key turnovers. You know, obviously that's a battle that you're always trying to win. And then offensively, Jason Berry. Definitely, you could see, the experience that he got as a sophomore and the comfort he has definitely showed up, and his confidence in the group of receivers and running backs that we have. Again, very fortunate to have 5, 6, 7 athletes that we really trust with the ball in their hands in space. And they work hard for each other, whether blocking downfield, setting each other up, and just being ready when their number's called. So overall, just a good first game. At the same time, Saturday morning, it was an hour and a half film session of making sure we're learning from a lot of the little things that definitely need to be cleaned up as we move forward.
It's funny, Ed. How difficult is it to make coaching points after you score so many points? Because you see things that saying, oh, man, we got to do better here and we got to do better there, but you got all those points. So that's a tough teaching thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And I think, a big part is, again, that goes to leadership within the team, because it's easily for kids. You're sitting in that room and you're watching the film and you know the score, and it's very easy to say, oh, whatever, coach, and just kind of ignore it. But mm-hmm. I think the leadership of these kids and the maturity and kind of the collective goal of where we're trying to get to, I think we all understand that certainly this is an exciting way to get things going, but it's just part of a much longer process as we try to get ready for the goals that we have for later in the year. So definitely that just internal motivation of, you know, learning and now moving on to Dedham, you know, and knowing yep. that the film, when we play Dedham, it has to be better next time.
All right, couple of final questions, Coach. Please mention a lineman up front on either side of the ball.
Yeah, so our offensive line, James Federa, Zach Morris, Dylan Matthews, C.J. Humber, and Ryan Lab. Again, those five guys did a great job. And then the defensive line, we're so fortunate right now. We got five or six guys we're rotating in there, who Otto Indelicato, Zach Morris, James McLaughlin, Xander Villaruel, C.J. Libby, Jason Puglia. Again, just guys that really worked hard in the offseason, got stronger, and it's showing with the way that they're playing on the field so far.
Great start. All right, tell me about Dedham.
Yeah, another good, athletic team. Really good running back. Their line competes. They got some good receivers. So, you know, we played them 2 years ago in the playoffs, so a little familiar with them and their coach, but he's definitely, they've done a great job down there kind of turning around that program the last 2-3 years. And so it should be a great non-league test for us as you try to play teams across the state and get used to that, you know, statewide playoffs and being able to play anyone. So they're going to be good. It's going to be a great challenge.
We're at such a short season before the playoffs. Is this the last of your out-of-league schedule?
Yes. Technically, we play our crossover games don't actually count as league games, but
okay.
There's league games in that sense.
All right.
So yeah, this will be the last non-Cal.
All right, but it's all strength of league and strength of schedule anyway.
Exactly.
All right, I do have one more question, Coach, and I don't think I've asked you this before. Could you tell me about your staff, please, your assistants?
Yeah, again, I'm very fortunate to have a great staff. Chuck Campobasso, Eric Archambault, Coach Matt Costello, Jeff Lane, Roy, Jim Brown, Kyle Bythrow. We added another guy, Teddy Sooney, this year. So very fortunate to have some former alumni who have come back and added to the staff. And obviously, as I mentioned, you know, six of us in the building, so... Mm-hmm. Great staff, and it's a lot of fun to work with.
Absolutely. Great time of year. Great start, Ed, and I'm going to talk to you a lot this season, I hope.
I hope so too, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Rick, be well. All right, take care. That is Ed Blum, who is the North Reading High School football coach after their 52-18 win over Wilmington. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.